Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's all I need to know about you.
We get it. You're out there. You see something questionable in the world, somebody's behavior, something like that. We make total assumptions about people, but we're not supposed to share them with anybody. But here we encourage you to share. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Perfect spot for you to place those things where you mutter to yourself and go, what's happening there? You try and talk to me while I'm running in 78% humidity. We don't know each other. We're just going different directions on a path. A simple smile and nod is good. I'm dying out here, people.
There's going to be no conversation to be had, even when you're doing the slightest of workouts. It's just like, I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm trying to concentrate so this bar doesn't fall on my neck and I die.
So if you don't know what's going on, Anna and I are both training for the Sono 5K that's coming up the first weekend of October. And thanks to Coach James and Shannon Whipple, they tell us that we're going to be ready. They tell us that we're going to be in great shape, ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Laid out the workouts and everything. I mean, You guys got everything.
And we're both running for great causes. She's running for Infinite Love for Kids for Cancer. And I'm running for the Connecticut Humane Society. We encourage you to join our teams. You can play. You can run, you can walk, You can just donate too. It's a great cause. It's going to be a good day. They even have a party after. I got news for you. Yesterday was the first time I went out and ran on pavement. Of course, it was the hottest day of the week.
It was a great day.
Coach told me not to do it, but I did it anyways because it was the day I had the time. And my legs feel like bricks. I've got a long way to go, but I'll be there. Is all I'm saying, but I might not talk the entire day of the 5K. If that's how I'm going to be breathing and laboring, I might don't try and have a conversation.
Right. It's going to be a very quiet raven up until the finish.
Listen, either run with me or hand me water as I go by, but other than that.
Give me a high five.
I can't even extend the arm. I'll just miss it. Now I know when people do that awkward, like, I'm going to slap your hand as I cross the finish line, they don't hit it. It's because they can't. They're hallucinating.
They
don't know where they're
at. They see six hands, and they're like, wait a second. I don't know which one I'm hitting.
It's enough of a goal to be upright and still running at that point. But, yes, don't try and talk to me as I'm running by. We don't need to say hello and, hey, how are you? No.
Yeah.
I can't breathe, man.
I'm literally dying out here.
Right.
If you're the person that decides midway through a set, midway through a gym set, you're just going to talk to me with my headphones on. That's all I need to know about you.
Oh, it's the same thing. People are working out and they're going to talk to you with the headphones.
They do this thing. Look at this. Hey, yeah. can you take your headphone out for just a second?
Right.
I just need to talk to you about like politics or something.
Right.
I'm
random.
At the gym.
My wife does this when I watch a movie on a plane. She random questions, random stuff. I stop, then I engage in the conversation, and then I try and go back to what I'm doing. 2 seconds later, it's another question. Completely unrelated subject. It's not like it's a continuation of the same conversation.
Right, unless it's about the movie or something along the lines of that, or how good my form is, or how ripped I look.
You have a question about Predator, released in 1986? Because I would love to talk to you about that. Or Top Gun, released in January 1987. I believe it's also 86. 86, great year, by the way.
Yeah, I bet.
Thank you.
Thanks for saying
Leave me alone while I'm watching something. Again, you want to share, 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
On the phone together this morning, it's Brittany and Lewis. Brittany, I got the email from you. Let's start with you. What's going on?
Our son is in high school and loves to play Fortnite, which I'm sure a lot of other parents can relate to that. But we limit his screen time to just be 2 hours of Fortnite, which I think is more than enough. No, school night, he's a good kid. He gets good grades. He gets his work done. So I think 2 hours is a good amount of time. But Lou thinks that he should get more time to play and thinks maybe he could win some kind of competition and turn this into some kind of career, which I think is just crazy.
So let me understand, is that your son is already asking for more time? He is not satisfied with 2 hours?
No, he would play it forever if we let him.
Right. And Lou, you think that more than 2 hours is just fine. Why is that?
Yeah, I don't think it's that big a deal, honestly. And what's the problem? He doesn't like sports. He doesn't want to do anything else after school. He's good at it. You know, all he's asking for is like one more hour. I don't think it's a big deal. He wants to play 3 hours a day, and it's because he wants to get better. I think it's great he's showing initiative.
So his grades are good. Everything else is good. And he believes that he can what? I mean, train himself to become like a championship Fortnite player?
Yeah, he's saying he can get into some of the tournaments and he can really compete if he, you know, is able to practice like anything else.
Yeah, I mean, addiction sounds the same no matter what it is, too, though. I remember saying the same things about tournament poker with my friends and my wife. I mean, I did see that somebody just won $3 million. I'm not sure whether or not Fortnite's going to be a career for the future. If he gets good grades, I guess whatever they're after is up for consideration. Clearly, you're not one of those dads that's like, get outside and do this chore, this activity, or you must play sports, are you?
I think he should expose himself to as many different things to see what he likes. And it's not that he hasn't tried sports. He's tried. He just doesn't really like them as much. He really likes playing Fortnite. So I don't want to stifle his creativity. His grades are good, so it's not like he's limiting himself to just playing Fortnite. It doesn't need to be a career, but it could be something where, yeah, maybe he actually does get into a tournament.
Well, it seems pretty straightforward. I mean, if you guys are open for the vote, what we do is open it up to our audience, of course. Maybe you agree with Brittany that 2 hours is plenty of screen time for somebody that's 15. Good grades are not. That's 2 hours playing video games in front of the TV without taking on any other activities. That should be enough, and structure and some rules is good for him. On the other hand, maybe they agree with you, Lou. 3 hours is fine. He's asking for it. He's not just trying to take it. His grades are good. Otherwise, he's a good kid, so he kind of deserves it. This is where the negotiation should end. You give him what he wants. You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. Give us a call. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Whose side are you on? Brittany and Lewis are at odds over screen time, well, video game time, really, for their teenage son. He's 16 years old. He's in high school. He's getting ready to go into his junior year. Gets good grades, admitted by both parents here. Currently, they give him 2 hours every weeknight. That's what he's allowed. And he's asking for 3 hours going into this year. Says that if my grades are good, I should be allowed to do this. Plus, now with the whole Fortnite competition thing, he's thinking that there's an opportunity for him to make money in some of these tournaments coming up here in the future. But is those just pipe dreams? Is this how we convince our parents that this is the new sports or whatever it may be? And the question is, who's right? Brittany says, this is more than enough screen time. You're not getting any more. Doesn't matter what goes on with your grades. Lewis says, we should not be confrontational. If he's doing a good job and he's asking for it, that's really what we're asking him to do, is be an adult about the subject. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side completely. Because I did that with my son. He was not allowed to play Xbox during the week at all. It was only the weekend. And as you go through high school, it gets harder and harder. And then you're going to get 3 hours now, and next year you're going to get 4 hours. Absolutely not. 2 hours is being gracious.
That's it. That 2 hours is more
That's
than enough.
It.
Go back to your room, boy.
I don't give them none.
All right, we still want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Brittany and Lewis have a high school age son, and they're getting ready for the school year, obviously, to start back up again right now. Admittedly, he's gotten good grades throughout his high school career. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Right now, he's currently allowed 2 hours of video game time every weeknight after his homework is done during the school year. He's asking for an increase to 3 hours this year because he wants to start training for Fortnite tournaments. Dad says his grades are good. Why not? This is the way that kids play nowadays. But Brittany says, go outside, do something. 2 hours is more than enough in front of a screen on a weeknight. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, whose side are you on?
I'm on mom's side today. I think parents in today's age are using technology as a crutch. I don't think that it's helping our kids. I think it's hurting our kids. The more that they're on these video games, the more that they're shoving phones, iPads, and their faces. I think that 2 hours is more than enough stimulation for a growing teenager on video games. It's complete
brain rot.
Yeah, and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the mother's side. 2 hours is plenty of time for him to do whatever tricks he has to do on Fortnite. And his brain is still developing. He's 15.
And Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on Brittany's side. I think 2 hours is plenty of time for him to play on a school night. I have a 16-year-old, and he plays for 2 hours. And they need to focus on school, their grades, community hours, college. They have a lot going on in high school. And he should be going outside.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, it's Brittany and Lewis. And Brittany, our audience agreed with you. 2 hours is more than enough time for your 15-year-old son. Asking or not, doing well on his grades. This doesn't even account for, you know, any playing that he might be doing over at a friend's house or whatever. Different things that you can't monitor. 2 hours is enough. When he comes home with a NASCAR sponsorship for his Fortnite playing, maybe that'll be different.
Thank you. Yes, I agree.
Lewis, you okay with this?
Look, yeah, I mean, yeah, I said I would agree to it. I still don't see what the big deal is, but, you know, let's try this and maybe things will change.
What's wrong with kids nowadays? Can't they find entertainment like we used to? My stepfather used to be like, go run around the house. And that was supposed to be fun. Probably not.
Yeah, well, now they run around in a video game. You know, they work their thumbs.
And do the flossy. All right, guys. Well, we wish you the best of luck, of course. And if anybody else has an issue, you can always email us, couplescourt@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks. Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. That one.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
That's how I got so strong. Giant's milk.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Danielle, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hey, Raven, can you leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Danielle.
Okay, so here is how it's going to go. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions, bring Raven back in, ask him the same 5 questions. He is outside. He cannot hear us as this is a soundproof studio. If you beat him, you get a $100 gift card to Little Pub, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Number 1, Julia Louis-Dreyfus says she'll probably cry if Veep wins at the Emmys again as it's nominated in 9 different categories. What's the name of the show where she played Elaine?
Seinfeld.
Number 2, Spider-Man is officially out of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. How many movie Spider-Men have there been?
4.
Number 3, Sarah Michelle Gellar is playing a mommy blogger in a new show. What 90s show did she get her start in?
Was it Friends?
Number 4, Demi Lovato celebrated her 26th birthday by blowing out a candle-covered cake with this artist who's famous for her album Sweetener. Who is it?
Ariana Grande.
And number 5, Kirsten Dunst still thinks her kiss with Brad Pitt 25 years ago was gross because she was 11 and he was 30. What movie did that happen in?
I don't know.
That's okay. That's all right. We'll get Raven back in here. Raven! Wave him in.
Yeah, how'd you do?
Okay, Danielle got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is pretty good. Let's see how I do.
All right, here we go. Number 1, Julia Louis-Dreyfus says she'll probably cry if Veep wins at the Emmys again as it's nominated in 9 different categories. What's the name of the show where she played Elaine?
Come on, bro. Seinfeld. Are you serious? Are you serious?
I'm very serious. Number 2, Spider-Man is officially out of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. How many movie Spider-Men have there been?
Oh, that's a tricky question. Are you counting animated? Animated?
Yes, I am.
Then there's 4.
That's correct. I did not know if you were going to get that.
Woo! Well, it was a big deal. Spider-Verse.
Miles Morales.
Well, I mean, I didn't see it, but it, I know that everybody did.
You would enjoy it. You would absolutely enjoy it.
Oh, I would. Yeah. Because you know me so well, and I love cartoons for movies. I don't know, brother.
Danielle's still leading you 3-2. Number 3, Sarah Michelle Gellar is playing a mommy blogger in a new show. What 90s show did she get her start in?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That's right.
Woo!
You guys are now tied. Number 4, Demi Lovato celebrated her 26th birthday by blowing out a candle-covered cake with this artist who's famous for her album Sweetener. Who is it?
Sweetener. It's Ariana Grande?
Yes, sir. That's right. And number five, Kirsten Dunst still thinks her kiss with Brad Pitt 25 years ago was gross because she was 11 and he was 30.
Right.
What movie did that happen in?
But she asked for it in the movie, which is weird, and in the book. That's an interview with a vampire.
That is correct. Oh, Danielle, unfortunately, he got all five today.
So Brody and Moody in that movie. Oh, geez, our eternal life. It's such a drag. Wow.
So sad.
Tom Cruise was right. Lighten up, Brad Pitt.
It's Danielle from Bridgeport, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
We get it. You wake up, there's nothing but bad news. Well, it's easy to find. Let's put it that way, right? There is plenty of good news out there. You just have to look for it, or you have to share it when you know that it's going on. Because if not, everybody just gets kind of sucked into the dark spot, right? And it's easy to find bad news. You click on something, you wake up in the morning, you check your phone or whatever, there it is. But not this time of the day. We like nothing but your good stuff. 1-800-330-9999 if you want to share. And Raven, today I'm going to be out over at Dunk a Cop. It's hosted by the Fairfield Police Union. Starting at 1 o'clock, I'm going to be in the dunk tank. So if you've ever wanted to simulate drowning me, based on a conversation that we may have had or a discussion here on the radio, you can come on out. It's for a great cause, and it all benefits their scholarship fund in the area there. It's happening over at Saugatuck Suites in Fairfield. It's going to be a great time. It's going on all this weekend, where I promise you the weather is going to be better. But given the fact that I'm so gutsy, I'll get right in there first when it's dreary out and so forth. They tell me that the sun is going to be coming out. Either way, I'm going to be down there. Great spot. Great, again, benefit for the community. So I hope you'll come out and check it out. It's over in Fairfield at Saugatuck Suites. I will see you there. And dessert is just that takes the sting off of everything. But 1-800-330-9999. Hey, tell me something good.
You know, the other day I was traveling and someone, a random stranger, I will say his name is Steve Austin. He's a really good guy. He gave us a ride from the airport to our destination, which was an hour away from the airport. And it just so happened that he happened to be going in the same general direction, and he didn't know us at all, and he let us get a ride in his, like, driver's car. He was, you know, well off, and he gave us a ride. It was really, really nice, and it was unnecessary, just a simple, kind act.
That is really nice. I'm glad he wasn't a serial killer. That's nice.
Yeah, me too, you know? That would have been crazy.
Thanks for the call. Have a great morning. Yeah, Anna and Raven, tell us something good.
Hey, I want to tell you something good today. I was at the grocery store not long ago, and I went to put my card in, and it was declined. So I had to try to transfer some money over from another account. While I was doing that, a woman behind me said, you know what? I'd love to treat you to your groceries today. And while I tried to argue with her, she stuck her card in, punched her number in, and she said, oh, it's already done. You can't say anything now. And it was $100.
Never underestimate the force with which people are willing to eject you out of the line in front of them. No, that's really nice.
That's good. It wasn't busy, though. It was beautiful. I think it was a mom-to-mom moment. Wonderful.
That's really nice. Really nice. Thank you for sharing. Have a great morning.
Thank you. Love you guys. Bye.
Anytime you want to go ahead and share your good news, 1-800-330-99.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.